Morning, Your Honor.
Good morning.
Well, Mr. Conte, it's been a long time.
Good morning, Judge.
How
are
you?
Good to see you, Your Honor. May it please the Court, my name is Suare Conte. I represent Mr. Ramos Rodriguez. The government, in its brief, repeatedly referred to the motion that Mr. Rodriguez filed as a numbered barred motion. So I'm going to start with the issue of whether or not his motion to reopen proceedings is numbered barred. Now, the immigration laws, Your Honor, do recognize that an alien like Mr. Ramos has constitutional rights which must be protected. And in that vein, the court has to look at whether or not due process was followed in any decision affecting the rights of an alien. We cited in our case, in our motion, in our brief, the case of Chaudhry versus Ashcroft. To start, we want to concede that, in fact, the regulations, if you just look at them, do indicate that an alien is entitled to only one motion to reopen. And there are exceptions to that, which this case, in the regulations, which this case really does not fall into. But however, if you look at the case that this court decided in the Chaudhry case, this court has crafted exceptions in instances where there is concern that someone's fundamental rights have been implicated or violated. The court in this case in Chaudhry indicated that if there are technical deficiencies in the motion to reopen, that would not be counted. And that particular position is now found in any of the regulations. This is something that the court crafted in order to make sure that an alien's rights are protected. What do we have in this case? The first motion to reopen, Your Honor, included a notice from the Indiana Supreme Court suspending the license of the attorney who was representing Mr. Ramos Rodriguez. What the immigration judge did in that case was just routinely deny the motion without even looking at the basis for the motion. Just because Mr. Rodriguez did not show for the hearing, did not look at the explanations that were provided. So we believe that coming back to the court's decision in Chaudhry, this court has said that even if the board, in that case, for example, consistently referred to Mr. Chaudhry's motion as one to reopen, we still need to review the course of proceedings de novo to ensure that they comported with due process standard. And this court did not stop there. The court indicated that regulations are created to provide guidance and uniformity to an agency's decision-making. Those regulations, however, should not be so strictly interpreted as to provide unreasonable, unfair, and absurd results. What we have here is exactly the absurd result that this court cautioned against. At the time Mr. Rodriguez was in detention, his family hired Mr. Jacob Atanga. Mr. Rodriguez made prior appearances before the immigration court with Mr. Atanga. In fact, the judge acknowledged that fact. When they made the second appearance, his hearing was scheduled for March 7, 2012. Mr. Rodriguez made many attempts to contact Mr. Atanga, but he was not successful. In fact, about 2 weeks before the hearing, he was able to see Mr. Atanga and actually paid him $500. So this was clearly an effort by someone who was aware that he had a proceeding coming and had to be represented. Now, according to the immigration judge, Mr. Rodriguez has 6 months to contact the immigration court, that he could have checked with immigration court to see when his hearing was supposed to be held, that he made no efforts to contact the court to indicate what was going on with his case, to ask about his case. Well, that is assigning a lot of knowledge to Mr. Rodriguez. This is a man who barely spoke English, did not understand what immigration court proceedings are, and he was making efforts to find the man who was actually responsible for guiding him through the process.
Well, there's no question he knew of the hearing date, though.
He was not sure of the hearing date, Your Honor. In fact, he indicated that. That's why he was attempting to contact his attorney. What the immigration court said was that he was handed the hearing notice during the proceedings. Well, I've been to many immigration court hearings, Your Honor. A notice of a hearing is never handed personally to the alien respondent. It is always given to the attorney of record. And in fact, there's also indications that the admonitions regarding failure to appear were read to Mr. Rodriguez. Well, I've also been in those settings. Most times, the alien virtually does not understand what is going on. Even if he's speaking their own language, the attorneys have to come out of the court and explain to the alien what was going on. And so to attribute knowledge to Mr. Ramos Rodriguez, I think, was unfair on the part of the Immigration Court and the Board of Immigration Appeals. So if you look at this case, Your Honor, if the court had looked at the exceptional circumstance, because which is the second aspect of the case, if this court were to say that the number bar does not apply to this case. And as a side note, the Chowdhury case, there were similar motions filed, similar motions to reopen. And one of them was disregarded. And that first motion that was filed in November 1st, 1996, was by agreement of the parties, that motion was not counted as a motion towards the number bar counting. I would be glad to know what the agreement that the government reached with Mr. Rodriguez, with Mr. Chowdhury, that made them disregard that first motion. Because that's the same thing here. There was the initial motion to reopen, and we believe that that motion should be disregarded like in the Chowdhury case. But if you look, our argument that is that his failure to appear was due to exceptional circumstances. And the same argument we use for the one, for the number bar exception is what we're using in this case. Mr. Rodriguez relied principally on his attorney. His attorney was suspended from the practice of law in Indiana. At the time, 2 weeks before the hearing, Mr. Rodriguez met him and paid him $500 for a hearing, and he constantly kept contacting him. So the immigration court did not consider anything that Mr. Atanga did, but rather put all the blame on Mr. Rodriguez. In fact, Mr. Atanga was apparent agent for the state. He was put forward by the state as someone who can represent aliens. And he paid him his money, he took it and absconded. So I think if the court had, the immigration court and the Board of Immigration Appeals, had really taken a deeper look at the facts of this case, his motion to reopen should not have been denied routinely as they did in this case. So we are asking this court in the end to send back the case to the Board of Immigration Appeals in order to examine the facts and circumstances that led to really the failure of Mr. Rodriguez to appear.
Thank you, Mr. Conte. Ms. Morinelli.
Good morning. May it please the court. Lisa Morinelli on behalf of the Attorney General. This court should deny the petition for review because the agency did not abuse its discretion when it denied petitioner's second motion to reopen to rescind his in absentia removal order as number barred. There are no statutory or regulatory exceptions to this procedural bar, placed specifically on motions to reopen to rescind in absentia removal orders. Because the agency's denial of petitioner's second motion was made with a rational explanation, did not depart from established policies, and did not rest on an impermissible basis, the petition for review should
Ms.
be denied.
Morinelli, are we reviewing the board's decision or the IJ's decision?
On this petition for review, we're reviewing the latest decision from the Board of Immigration Appeals. Yes, that's going to be the April 30th, 2013 decision of the Board of Immigration Appeals, and not the initial decision of the immigration judge on the first motion to reopen.
Thank you.
And I believe that's what Petitioner's Counsel was speaking of, was the original decision of the immigration judge. But what we are looking at here is the board's decision on the second motion to reopen the in absentia removal proceedings. Under ACFR 1003.23, only one motion to reopen is allowed.
Thank you.
Right, the earlier decision was not appealed. So
that's correct. The initial decision of the immigration judge was not appealed to the board. A second motion to reopen was filed, appealed to the board, and then the petition for review is filed in this
right.
court.
So we really don't have the merits here. We just have the technical argument about the number bar.
That's correct. Yes, that's correct. And if there are no further questions from the court, the government would respectfully request that the petition for review be denied. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Mr. Conte, do you have anything further?
No.
Our thanks to both counsel, and the case will be taken under advisement.